Mickey Mouse's smiling face appears at the center of a vibrant yellow background with a pattern like a sunburst. A title appears over an image of whirlwind whipping up leaves, The Little Whirlwind. Opening an oven door, Minnie Mouse eyes a baked cake. She sniffs it and rests it on the open door. She sets the cake down at an open window. Forming a white, wispy trail, the cake scent blows away from the house. It reaches Mickey Mouse as he strolls down a road. Shaping into two hands, it punches him. Picking him up by the nose, the scent beckons him. It lifts him over Minnie's fence, then guides the floating mouse to Minnie's window. As he nears, Minnie shuts the window and the trail disappears. Mickey drops to the ground. Getting up, he peers through the window. He spots the cake nearby and licks his lips. He raises his fist to the window. Minnie looks over, then turns away. Raising his hat, Mickey wiggles his ears. He points to the cake, then to his tummy. Minnie opens the window.
I've nothing for loafers. Good day.
She shuts it.
Hey, I'll clean up your yard.
What?
She opens the window.
I'll clean up your yard!
Flour blows in her face from a sifter in her hand.
I'll clean up your yard.
All right, but no more clowning.
Okay, Toots, it's a deal.
He dashes off, then returns with a heap of tools.
You won't know the place when I get through.
Be careful of my petunias.
She waves a pink handkerchief as he leaves. In the yard, Mickey wears overalls as he rakes hurriedly. In the distance, a little whirlwind spins his way down the road. He tosses dried leaves lying near a tree, then uproots two flowers. He stops briefly outside a gate, then jumps over. Heading down a cobblestone path, he pauses. He carefully hops toward a clothesline. Ducking behind a post, he peeks out. In Minnie's yard, Mickey carries an upturned basket over his head as he skips to a pile of dead leaves. Watching him, the little twister hurries toward the basket and secretly jumps inside. As Mickey turns to put the mound of leaves in the basket, the whirlwind moves the basket behind the mouse's back. The leaves drop to the ground. Mickey eyes the leaves and basket, then scratches his head. He shrugs his hands, then gathers the leaves again. As he turns to drop them, the basket moves to his back. With a scowl, Mickey moves the leaves toward the basket, but it shifts repeatedly. He glares at the basket. He eyes the basket thoughtfully, then smiles. He takes a few steps away, then suddenly pulls out a hammer and nail. He nails the basket to the ground. He tucks the hammer into his overalls and shakes the basket to make sure it's stuck. He dumps the leaves into the basket, but they come flying out as the whirlwind jumps out. Grabbing Mickey's boater hat, the twister wears it as he hops away. Mickey rises and eyes the twister angrily, then runs after it. As he pounces on the twister, it spins him and drops him headfirst into his upturned hat on the ground. The whirlwind gathers up dozens of leaves, sneaks up behind Mickey, and dumps them in the back of his overalls. Shaking the leaves out of his pants, Mickey kicks his feet out as if dancing. The whirlwind travels inside a hose to a sprinkler. Several tiny twisters blow out through the sprinkler's holes as the whirlwind plays it. With the leaves gone, Mickey chases the whirlwind. The twister throws the basket around. As he tosses it, Mickey grabs one end and both tug at the basket. The basket unravels as Mickey pulls. The whirlwind lets go and part of the unraveled basket wraps around Mickey, binding him. The twister directs leaves lying on the ground. They stand upright and line up, mimicking a marching army. The last few leaves step on Mickey's nose as they pass him. The last leaf jumps on Mickey's face, making his hat pop up. The leaf wears the hat and starts to leave. The bound Mickey pulls his hat away with his teeth, and the leaf departs without it. Led by the whirlwind, the leaves march past Minnie's pink house. Mickey follows them casually, hiding a large sack behind his back. He stops as the leaves and the twister march around the house. Mickey creeps to the opposite corner and peeks around. Withdrawing, he presses his back to the house's wall. Mickey glances around the corner again. As the whirlwind appears, he opens the sack and catches the little tornado inside. The sack twists taller, then sinks. With Mickey sitting on him, the twister struggles inside the sack. Mickey rides him like a pony. The twister stops moving, and Mickey binds the sack's opening with string, then kicks it away. As Mickey leaves, the sack returns, forms a boxing glove, and punches him. Mickey flies several feet away. He gets up and holds up his fists, but the sack knocks him again. Mickey pounces on the sack, and the whirlwind escapes. Mickey grabs a nearby rake and gives chase. He swings at the escaping twister, who grabs the rake and spins its handle into a spiral. Mickey keeps swinging. They race down a road and disappear out of sight. Seconds later, Mickey runs back into view. A giant whirlwind emerges behind him with the little whirlwind following. The mother twister chases Mickey, uprooting everything in her path. Mickey rounds a tree and the pursuing whirlwind leaves it twisted like a corkscrew. Mickey runs across an open field. The pursuing twister carves a slope on the surface and her baby follows close behind. The big twister swallows a gate and a brick wall. Her force lifts a stretch of earth, which becomes a path in the air. Mickey races down it as the twister sucks up the path. He grabs a lawnmower in the way and mows grass as he runs. It hits a boulder. Toppling over it, Mickey continues running. He climbs a disconnected staircase and falls through a doorway at the top. He drops into a bucket in a water well, riding it down the well's shaft. Falling out the bottom, he sees houses and fields far below. The twister pulls him back up. Relieved, Mickey fans his sweating face with his hat. The twister sucks him in, swirling him like a whirlpool. It spits him out in a fountain. Mickey sits up and watches both twisters leaving the destroyed neighborhood, where now only Minnie's house stands untouched. Inside, Minnie kisses a cherry and places it atop the iced cake. She skips out the front door. She sees gardening tools lodged in a tree and a corset on the lawnmower. Mickey bounces atop the fountain's jet of water.
Oh, you clown!
He tips his hat.
Surprise!
With the cake set down, she grabs a lever and twists it, stopping the fountain's jet. Mickey plops into the water below. Minnie grabs the cake and eyes him angrily. Stepping out, Mickey pulls fish from his hat and tosses them into the fountain, then sheepishly starts to leave.
Well, guess I don't get the cake, huh?
Oh, yes, you do.
He turns. The cake flies at him, landing on his head. Icing drips down. He tips the cake like a hat and pops the cherry into his mouth. Words appear, the end. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.